A collection of more than 24 contemporary African-American artists has been traveling from museum to museum across the country for 10 years. And now it's coming to Philadelphia. WHYY's Peter Crimmins reports the show called 30 Americans opens at the Barnes Foundation this weekend.
To enter the gallery at the Barnes Foundation, visitors must pass through a black steel gate hinged between two brick columns, each of them topped with a figure of a Ku Klux Klansman. The whole thing is a sculptural piece by the artist Gary Simmons. Inside the gate, that visitor is immediately confronted by a wall of baled cotton. It's another artwork by Leonardo Drew. So right at the outset, curator Gwendolyn Du Bois Shaw establishes the racial tone of 30 Americans.
You know, it sets the stage for what comes after, right? You have to really be willing, you have to be open to seeing things that are going to be disturbing.
Shaw worked with the Rubel Family Collection of Contemporary Art based in Miami to make this iteration of 30 Americans. Since 2008, 17 editions of this show have toured around, each drawing from the same 30 African-American artists. But each show is different because curators can use different works by the same artists. Shaw says the show has the power to change the museums where it lands.
Many of those museums have purchased works by the artists in the show and by other artists. And that has been due to the great success of the show wherever it's gone. It's broken attendance records at a lot of the museums.
Some of the more high-profile pieces include two works by Jean-Michel Basquiat, a large portrait by Kehinde Wiley, and a wall of silhouette decals by Carol Walker. Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.